Aaron Agee is a Boulder-based enforcement attorney and environmental collaboration and conflict resolution specialist at the Environmental Protection Agency. But that's not all. She's also an author, a poet, to be specific. Her book, Let Us Be So Familiar, is a collection of poetry about the environment in all its madness and glory. She'll be talking about her book at the Boulder Bookstore tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m., and she's also here with me today to talk about it. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Jackie. Really glad to be here.
Thank you for coming in this morning. So, just to start off, paint us a brief picture of your journey as both an environmental lawyer and a poet. Which came first?
I think the poetry came first. In fact, I know it did because I loved writing as a girl. I always wanted to be an author growing up, and law really wasn't on my radar. I loved writing stories. I loved writing poems. I have some great poems from my angsty teenage years that I won't be sharing tomorrow night, but I know I loved it, and it was a passion of mine, and law came in later. It came in when I realized I really wanted to shift my focus to environmental advocacy, and being in the legal profession seemed like a powerful way to do that. I was specifically interested in conflict resolution in that environmental realm, and I knew that getting a law degree would help me in that field.
So would you say that the intention behind both of your professions is pretty similar then?
I think there are definitely similarities. I think with the poetry, I really do it to connect with myself and to connect with others. And the legal work is really for that environmental advocacy piece, but I do think that they connect with one another. I think that in the situation that we're on or in right now in the world, we cannot address the challenges that we have unless we're also connected with who we truly are and who we truly can be with one another. So I think there's definitely an overlap there.
Say more about how your poetry is for you as well. What does that kind of mean to you? What does that provide for you?
I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling when they express something just right, whether it's in a meeting that they're having and they feel like they said something that really came across, or a song that they've created, or a painting, or any other kind of artistic endeavor, and that fulfillment that happens internally when you feel that you've been able to bring what's inside of you out into the world in an accurate way, that kind of fulfillment is what drives me to write poetry.
So now on to your new poetry book, Let Us Be So Familiar. Is there a general theme or inspiration that you would say describes the collection as a whole?
This collection has poems that span about 18 years. So there are poems from as early as 2005 in this collection and as recent as 2023. And there's really a variety in here. Some of the poems touch upon deep ecology, and some of the poems touch upon family relationships. Some of the poems touch upon grief and loss. So the thread is really, how do we connect with ourselves and one another through this variety of experience? And yeah, I think that's the main theme.
I would also say kind of a theme surrounding a lot of conversations in the world about the climate and the environment is fear, right? Fear for our future as a species, the future of the planet. As you touched on a little bit, your book includes this theme as well, to a degree. Do you think that fear is necessary motivation for change or the fight against climate change?
That is a good question, Jackie. So it's usually not the place that I think of wanting to come from, right? It doesn't seem to be a good motivator for us, because if we're afraid, we might be lashing out in aggression, right? But I do think there's a kernel there, which is that the fear that can come when we realize we're going to die, I think brings in a really healthy perspective of our own mortality, and not just our individual mortality, but our mortality as a species, if you will. So think about a time in your life when you've asked yourself the question, gosh, if I only had one more month to live, what would I do? Mm. And that kind of moment can be really powerful, because we imagine into, what have I been putting off? What are those things that I wish I could do, but I'm saying I can't right now? So that kind of, if that's when we're talking about, when we talk about fear, I do think that that can kind of quicken us and inspire us to take the kind of action that perhaps we'd like to be taking, but we tell ourselves we shouldn't.
Is there any action or emotion that you hope your poetry in this book evokes in readers?
I want readers to feel seen, to feel uplifted, to feel that they can bring their full selves to their life. So one of the themes in this book is just the messiness of our lives, and the beauty in that, that it's not so black and white, that it's not so this or that, that we can experience loss and we can experience the beauty within that loss. We can have all of that together. So in that way, I hope that people can feel welcome and invited to live into the fullness of who they are and what their lives present.
I wanted to go back a bit to our conversation about the fear piece as well. How do you maintain hope or optimism or inspiration when so much of your day-to-day, it seems, focuses on a prioritization of these issues that are very daunting and can be very, very debilitating?
I think that part of that picture for me is getting in touch with why we're working on these issues in the first place. And to me, that is about the beautiful planet that we live on and the beautiful humanity that lives here. And so when I get in touch with that as the motivator, it might sound a little funny, but it's not too hard for me to feel optimistic. So I'm focusing on the people that I love and the planet that I love. And that's the driver instead of, gosh, this is really hard and I don't know if we're ever going to pull out of it.
My last question here in our last minute or so. One of your poems, after finishing Bright Dead Things, is inspired by Ada Limón. Who or what else were your greatest inspirations for this book?
Yes, Ada Limón is an incredible poet, and she was absolutely an inspiration for this book. And I would also have to say Mary Oliver is a very powerful poet in my work, especially in the ecological poetry realm. Nayira Wahid is another amazing poet that I've pulled a lot of inspiration from. And those are the ones that are coming to mind right now. There are others that are credited throughout the book, but I'll leave that for a different day.
All right, you can leave that for the readers who pick up your book. So I've been speaking with Erin Agee, attorney and author of Let Us Be So Familiar, a collection of poetry about the complexities of the environment we live in. She'll be at the Boulder Bookstore tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. to speak about and sign her new book. Erin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Jackie.